Let's also remember Brother Harold. Harold Dolph, I believe it's this week that he's going to the doctor. I may be wrong about that, but I'll give that exact information to you when I contact him after service. Terry Clayton in her COVID recovery. Brother Allen in his quarantine. And so looking forward to having Brother Allen back next week. Good Lord willing. And praying that Miss Terry gets back to feeling better speedily. All right, well, we're going to pray at this time. And again, just encouraging you to download a bulletin, take a look at the bulletin on our Calvary page, calvaryministries.org. All right, well, let's pray. Dear Lord, tonight we are a thankful people. We're thankful for the service we had this morning. Lord, where we looked into the life of two of these disciples that were discouraged. Lord, they weren't sure if the Lord was alive or if it was all a hoax after his death on the cross. And little that they knew, at that very time, the Lord eased in on them on the road to Emmaus, made himself real to them. Lord, tonight I'm glad that you do the same thing for us. If we would just shift our attention and focus from all of the problems and all of the things in our life that may be in our way, let us shift our focus on you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We're thankful tonight we have somewhere to look and we have someone to guide us. Be with these requests, Lord, be with Claude and be with Jerry, be with Harold, be with the Claytons, be with everyone on our prayer list, and be with us tonight. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ms. Christie asked me, whether I want to play or sing. I think, Justin, I'm just going to play. And I've kind of been working on this a little bit.
Go ahead.
And so the three of you in here with me really get to hear this. But I love these two old hymns. One of them says that we have heard the joyful sound. Mm-hmm. Jesus what? Saves. Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. And another one is, I found a friend who is all to me. And his love is ever true. Saved by his power divine. Saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete. Why? Because I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. If you're listening tonight and you can't sing that because you don't know it for a certainty, I pray that this will be the night that you meet our blessed Savior.
Thank you, Mr. Gifted Hands. You definitely got the cart moving. That's for sure. And thank you, Brother David. And what a blessing, what a blessing. Jesus certainly saves. And he is extending an arm out to you tonight if you do not know him as your personal Savior. And that's what Isaiah says, is that his hand is not shortened that he cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. So if you are uncertain about your eternal destination, why, just keep listening. It'll come out here shortly on how to get saved. Tonight we're going to be in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 18. Proverbs, chapter number 18. And we're going to look, at least start, in a specific verse, verse 24. And the message tonight really
could be preached
several times in a year's time just because of the subject matter that it contains. Tonight I want to talk to you on this subject, a true friend. A true friend. And we're going to look at some things that make up what a true friend is. And we're going to look, all of our verses tonight are going to be right here in Proverbs. And what better place than the Bible to look to find out how to be a friend, the things that are expected when you're a friend, you have friends. And so, a true friend tonight. Notice, if you would, in verse number 24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. So tonight, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is our dearest friend, and he's one who does stick closer than any brother. But this evening, I want to look at some things when it comes to friendships and some fundamentals of friendships, some facts about friendships. Someone said one time that if you have five real friends in your lifetime, you're a blessed person. I don't know how true that is tonight or not, but you know, that's, I guess it bears some kind of weight, because you certainly wouldn't share your heart with just anybody, or you wouldn't confide in just anybody with your emotions, your struggles, your battles, things you may be going through. There's usually a small remnant of people, a small circle, who you trust with all your heart to share your emotions with, your ups, your downs with. And so tonight, let's look at being a true friend. Number one, the meaning of the word friend. What does the word friend actually mean? Simply means one who is attached by affection. There's many definitions you can get out of different dictionaries and word finders, but it means one who is attached by affection. One who entertains for another's self-esteem. It means respect in the highest regard. Also, seek to promote their happiness. It means, the word friend also means valuing somebody. It also means, the word friend, it means one that is honest, one that is works as an accountability partner, I should say, more like a phrase wrapped up in the word friend. But when it comes to the word friend, it means all of those things and much more. And when it comes to friendships are a mutual thing. It takes both sides, and there ought to be communication in friendships. And again, there ought to be mutual. Both do their part, both communicate, Both listen, both are honest, both value each other. It ought to be mutual friendship, is what I'm trying to say. And so the meaning of the word friend has to do with one who is attached by affection. In the Bible, there's those three words that describe three types of love. Of course, there's the phileo, there's the eros, and then there's the agape love. And it's the phileo love that has to do with a friendship type of love. The love you have for a close friend. And of course, the eros kind of love is the physical love. And then the agape love is the unconditional love, the love of Christ. But tonight we see the meaning of the word friend. Now, I want to move on and I want to mention the making of a friend. How do you actually make a friend? Well, let's see. Notice again in verse number 24. He says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. So, how do you make a friend? You must show yourself friendly first. The word friendly here is through the idea of course, the word friend. It just kind of spills over into a little more definitions there. But he says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And the word friendly means to spoil. It's an extended definition of friend. But it means to spoil. It means to be good for no apparent reason. It means to spoil and to be good for no apparent reason. And so, in other words, if we are going to make a friend, then we need to spoil or be good to a person for no apparent reason. And when we're doing that, we are being friendly. We're being friendly. Now, let me say this, that when you are being friendly with someone, when you are for no apparent reason, you are spoiling or being kind, it's always going to cost you something. There's a cost when you're being friendly. Now, it's not an expensive cost to be friendly. Let me ask you, how much does it cost to say good morning to someone? How much does it cost to say, that's a nice t-shirt? How much does it cost a person by asking how their day went or how their night went? That's not that much of a cost. It's not that expensive. So while it does cost us something to be friendly and to spoil and to show goodness and kindness to someone for no apparent reason, it is not a very expensive cost to do those things. So he says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. Compliment a person. You know, hold the door open for a person. You see somebody reaching, trying to grab a can off the shelf at a grocery store. These are simple things. You get it for them. Just being friendly. Tonight, when we do those things, we are showing ourselves friendly. Now, let me say that the reason why some people struggle with making friends is because they don't know the real definition of being friendly. Some people, they struggle with making friends and keeping relationships with friends, and a lot of times it's because they don't know the real definition of being friendly. In other words, they think they don't have an obligation on their part to be friendly, but they certainly expect you to be friendly back to them. You see, they have a real skewed idea of what it's like to be friendly. And so therefore they struggle with relationships. It's all a one-sided thing. They're not being mutual in the relationship. It's all one-sided. And so there's some who struggle with friendships. If there's nothing in it for them, they're out. You know, it's all about the other person. But when it comes to making friends, you must show yourself friendly. Be kind for no apparent reason. And there's a cost, but it's not that costly. Let me mention something else. There's the making of a friend. We looked at the meaning the word friend, but then there's the maintaining of a friend. When you have a friend, there is a maintenance that's required. Turn, if you would, to Proverbs 17. Proverbs 17, 17. There is a maintenance involved in friendships. Proverbs 17, 17. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. So there's a maintenance when it comes to friendships. In order to maintain a healthy mutual relationship, friendship, the requirement is to love at all times. Continue to love. Love in the good times. That's easy. But love in the bad times, that's challenging. But when it comes to a true friend, that true friend will love you when you're up, when you're down, when you're in, when you're out, when they may be seeking their own agenda, they may be seeking their own desires and really not care much of your desires, you'll still be their friend. So tonight we see that there is a maintenance or maintaining of a friend. Writer tells us that a friend loveth at all times, good times, bad times. Now, notice something else. He says a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. How about that? Now, he says a brother is born for adversity. The word of adversity there, or the phrase, in fact, I should say, a brother is born for adversity, this simply means that there are those particular friends that will ride out the storms of life with you. They're there to sympathize with your pain. They're there to comfort you, and they bring a whole new level of comfort. A brother is born for adversity. Some say that the word brother here has to do with being an actual blood brother, but I think it's stressing the idea of a relative, but yet not being blood related. It's just that ever so often, there's one or two out of your whole life that come into your life that will be there with you, that will walk through the fires of life with you, that will not judge you when you make mistakes. It's not just, what do we say? There's friends, but then there's family. And so this would be a person that goes beyond a friend. They're just family. They're there. They're born for adversity. They're there to write you a card. They're there to text you or call you and cheer you up and encourage you all at the same time. This is the maintaining of a friend. And we're called, all of us, to love at all times, and to bear one another's burdens, to sympathize, to comfort, and to help. That right there is a friend that cares about their relationships. Let me mention something else. Proverbs 27. Proverbs 27 tonight. Proverbs 27 in verse number 6. There's not only the maintaining of a friend, the making of a friend, that is to be friendly, the meaning of the word friend, strong affection, but then, number 4, the ministry of a friend. You say, what do you mean, ministry of a friend? Well, there is a ministry when it comes to having a friend. Notice, if you would, in verse number 6, Proverbs 27, 6. He says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. That almost doesn't sound right in the same verse, that first phrase. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. We just got through talking about how friends are friendly. And friends, they are to love at all times. But yet now he's putting together friends and wounds. Let me just say, anytime there are relationships There is always the potential for hurt. Always, always the potential for someone being hurt, someone being misunderstood, and someone causing an open wound. Now, real friends tonight will tell you the truth. And sometimes it hurts when a friend tells you the truth. They love you so much, they're not going to lie and keep enabling a situation. But yet they will tell you the truth because they love you. And sometimes it leaves a kind of wound that only time can heal. And it's these wounds that come from friends. Not only real friends tell you the truth, and sometimes it hurts, but real friends can also break your heart. It goes both ways. Faithful are the wounds of a friend for telling you the truth, although it's painful, but faithful are the wounds of a friend for breaking your heart. You know, from time to time, everyone will, because it's human relationships, everyone will experience some kind of heartbreak, some kind of disappointment in a friend that you have or had. But we're still called to love to the end. We're still called to be there and encourage one another. But the truth tonight about this ministry of friendships has to do with there being friction at times, having to do with there being pain at times. Again, it almost sounds opposite because we've talked about friends and love and being friendly and kindness. But tonight, the truth of the matter is, anytime there's relationships, there's always the potential for hurt. So he says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. It's like he's saying here, it's almost good, or it's beneficial in the long run. It would benefit a friend, even though wounds are involved. That would be better than actually receiving a kiss from an enemy when it's not genuine. You know, and we know about all that with Judas and Jesus. All right, well, nonetheless, tonight, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. There's the ministry of a friend. There's the meaning or the maintaining of a friend, the making of a friend, and then the meaning of a friend. A true friend. Well, tonight we praise the Lord for true friends. And I hope that everybody has at least 5 true friends. And we kept it short tonight. And I know no one will argue with that. So we appreciate the opportunity. Just wanted to get out there one more time, the idea about a true friend and everything that's involved in it. And so that ought to be our prayer, is that we will be a true friend, that we will love at all times, but yet at the same time, we will tell a friend the truth, no matter how bad it hurts. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you for who you are. Lord, thank you for working in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for allowing these friends, these brothers, to come into our lives that love regardlessly, that pray for us. Lord, truly, there's not but a handful, I believe, those who will go to the very end of this world for you and with you. Help us be that kind of friend, a refreshing friend, an encouraging friend, nonetheless a friend, a Bible friend. As we give the invitation virtually, we pray if someone needs to do business with you, they would do it. In Jesus' name, amen. This is your virtual invitation tonight. Do you need to pray tonight? Do you know that you're saved tonight? Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you don't know Jesus tonight, he wants to know you. Ask him to come in. Thank you, Brother David, for that instrumental. And thank you for watching this evening. And we hope everyone will have a great week this week. Tell somebody about the Lord. Be friendly. And we will be friendly as well. And good Lord willing, we'll be back on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So remember those things. God bless. Everyone have a great night.